Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
About 2 weeks before Sandra Birchmore was found dead, according to a federal prosecution filing from April of 2026, a co-worker sat across from former Stoughton Police Detective Matthew Farwell at a restaurant. The co-worker told Farwell he looked stressed. Farwell said he was having relationship problems with a woman who wasn't his wife. The co-worker allegedly offered to help. According to prosecutors, Farwell said the problem was it's going to take care of itself. Sit with that for a second. I'll figure it out. It's complicated. The problem was going to take care of itself. It's called leakage. According to prosecutors, the problem was a 23-year-old pregnant woman who had started consulting attorneys who understood that what had been done to her as a child was a crime and who was increasingly willing to use that knowledge to protect herself and her unborn son. And within 2 weeks of that conversation, she was dead on the floor of her Canton apartment with a duffel bag strapped tied around her neck. Farwell has pled not guilty. He maintains Sandra took her own life. His trial is set for October of this year. Of course, we are following it in federal court in Boston. But what has emerged in court filings, particularly a pair of prosecution motions from early April, has changed the trajectory of this case heading into trial. And if you've been following the Sandra Birchmore story, you need to understand what just dropped and why it matters. On April 6th, federal prosecutors filed their opposition to Farwell's request for bail. He'd asked to be released on $50,000 bond to live under house arrest at his mother's home while he waits for trial. He's been sitting in a detention facility in Rhode Island since the FBI arrested him in August of 24. His defense team argued he's not a danger and not a flight risk, that he stayed in the same town, in the same house, for more than 3 years after Sandra's death without incident. Yeah, and also the arrows weren't pointing at him. And now they are. Prosecutors have a slightly different read on it. Before they got to the flight risk argument, that he stayed in the same town and all that, they revealed something, let's just call it far more damaging. According to the prosecution's filing, Farwell's DNA was found on the duffel bag strap that was tied around Sandra Birchmore's neck when her body was discovered. The strap prosecutors are calling the murder weapon. The one that was connected to a closet doorknob in her apartment. The one Canton police initially misidentified as a scarf. You know, conveniently misidentifying a strap from a duffel bag as a scarf. You know, how people hang themselves from doorknobs. Oh, wait. That doesn't make a lot of sense now, does it? Oh, well, not a lot does make sense in that part of the country when it comes to law enforcement. The Massachusetts State Police Crime Laboratory had tested that strap back in 2021 shortly after Sandra's body was found. They found male DNA on it. But here's the part that should make your blood pressure spike, and it does for so many. State investigators never completed a DNA sample from Matthew Farwell. Now, they never even compelled him to give one. The man who was captured on surveillance video entering Sandra's apartment on the evening of February 1st, 2021, and leaving roughly 30 minutes later, the last known person to see her alive, ever made him provide a sample. So the male DNA sat there. They had it. They knew they had it. Unmatched. Not even looked into. By the Canton PD. While the state medical examiner ruled Sandra's death a self-inflicted act and the Norfolk County District Attorney declined to bring charges. Well, that's interesting. Not bringing charge. You got like the pieces are here to examine, kids. Why would you not do that? And then the FBI shows up. Years later, they're like, why didn't you do your job, assholes? And they did for them. And that DNA sample was finally obtained from Farwell. And according to prosecutors, it matched his DNA, surprise, on the strap around her neck. But that wasn't the only DNA finding in the filing. Prosecutors also revealed that Farwell's cells, his swimmers, were found in certain pieces of Sandra's clothing that she was wearing at the time of her death. That matters because of what Farwell told state investigators, that the last time he had S with Sandra was in 2020. According to prosecutors, the forensic evidence proves that was a lie, and they argue that lie demonstrates consciousness of guilt. You don't lie about something that doesn't incriminate you. So think about that for a second. It looks like he had S with her and then allegedly killed her. How nice. Prosecutors wrote in their filing that the presence of Farwell's DNA on the strap is highly inculpatory. That's the legal term in plain language. It's devastating. The defense has pointed out that Farwell's DNA was not found under Sandra's fingernails. Ooh. Just in her pants and on the strap that was around her neck. The prosecutors aren't building their case on fingernail scrapings. They're building it on the alleged murder weapon itself. And on a provable lie about the last time Farwell was intimate with the woman he is accused of killing. The next day, April 7th, prosecutors filed a second motion that went under even further. This time, lying bare the original state investigation in more detail than any previous court filing. And what they described in a case study in how a young woman's death can be dismissed before anyone with real authority asks a single hard question. According to prosecutors, within an hour of finding Sandra's body, Canton police told the state medical examiner there had been no foul play. Immediately, boom, an hour. No foul, we're good. Yeah, nothing to see here. Like, that should be a red flag right there. Like, immediately if somebody is saying that, it should be like, maybe there's foul play. Sandra's body was on the floor of her apartment with a strap around her neck. And within 60 minutes, local officers had already decided what happened. Actually, it was in the, I shouldn't say floor of her apartment, it was the laundry room. Canton police misidentified the ligature as a scarf. It was a duffel bag strap. How often do you confuse a duffel bag strap with a scarf? How stupid do you have to be to confuse a duffel bag strap with a scarf? Let's just throw that out there for a second. The medical examiner never responded to the scene. Key evidence was not provided to that office at the time of the autopsy. No DNA was compelled from Farwell. His electronic devices were never seized. According to reporting on the prosecution's filing, investigators let Farwell keep his personal cell phone for days. Time, prosecutors argue, to delete messages. Investigators told his twin brother, William, that no one was in trouble. You know, the brother that he allegedly passed her around like a whatever to. The investigation was closed roughly 6 months later. So let's just say there's a cover-up going on here. I mean, allegedly, I guess. I mean, if all of that is correct, and I have no reason to believe otherwise, because most of it's from FBI findings, that's your law enforcement there in Canton to protect and serve. Excuse me, while nobody believes jack shit that comes out of your department. And look, again, I'm sure there's lovely folks. I'm sure there are ethical people there. I'm sure there are. It's just a few bad apples. Unfortunately, it feels like over in Canton and that general area, it's run by more than a few bad apples. It's more like you kind of got an infestation in your forest. Federal prosecutors put a fine point on their filing. At no point was Farwell seriously considered as a suspect in a homicide. I mean, think about what that means. A man was captured on video entering and exiting a dead woman's apartment building on the last evening she was seen alive. He had a years-long S relationship with her. I mean, it actually goes back farther than that because it goes back to when she was a child. According to prosecutors, began when she was a child. She was pregnant and had told him he was the father, and nobody, not the Canton police, not the state troopers assigned to the case, not the Norfolk County DA's office, ever treated him as a suspect. Prosecutors are now using that failure as a weapon against Farwell's own bail argument. His defense said, he stayed in town for years, proving he's not of light risk. Yeah, like that proves anything. Prosecutors flipped it. He stayed because he had no reason to run. Nobody was looking at him. His badge, his military record, his standing in the community, all of it, according to prosecutors, functioned as a shield, not just while Sandra was alive, but for years after she was dead. And prosecutors went further still. In the same filing, they alleged that after Sandra's death, but before his arrest, Farwell engaged in other criminal conduct. According to the prosecution, in the summer of 2021, months after Sandra was found dead, Farwell bought an alcoholic drink for a woman at a bar. That woman reported the incident to local police. Her next memory, according to the filing, was waking up with no clothes on as Farwell searched her bedroom for his keys. Lovely, lovely folks here. Lovely folks. These are allegations. Prosecutors cited this allegation as additional evidence of dangerousness in opposing bail, that he might go out on the town and start Cosbying people. And I got news for you. Anybody who's doing that sort of shit, it ain't their first time. They learned that somewhere. I would venture to guess there's probably a long list of women, in my opinion, in my guess, if this is true, that may have his name connected to them. Knights in question. Knights wondering what the hell happened here. And shame and embarrassment and a lot of people that you will never, ever hear their story from because they'd rather it just be something that is between them and God. Pattern of behavior. Norfolk DA Michael Morrissey, the same district attorney who has faced sustained public criticism over the Karen Reed case, declined to bring criminal charges in Sandra's death, took federal intervention to reopen the investigation, and finally matched the DNA that had been sitting in the state crime lab since 2021. While prosecutors have been laying the groundwork for October, Farwell's defense team has been fighting on multiple fronts and losing on every one. In January, Judge Denise J. Casper denied Farwell's motion to move the trial from Boston to Rhode Island. His defense argued that media coverage has been so prejudicial that he couldn't get a fair trial in Massachusetts. Casper disagreed. In March, Casper denied Farwell's motion to dismiss the superseding indictment entirely. His defense argued the charges were legally deficient, that the indictment didn't establish federal jurisdiction or provide enough factual specificity. Casper ruled both counts were legally sound and the prosecution could proceed. Thanks for coming. Have a nice day. Now the defense is pushing for bail. Really, officer, he's a lovely guy. He only, you know, started preying on her when she was a child. His DNA is on the strap that we called a scarf. Oh, and his swimmers are in her pants. Nothing to see here. Can he have bail? He'd really like to go to Baskin Robbins for 31 flavors. They're having a buy one, get one this weekend, and he doesn't want to miss out. It's just, oh, narcissism is neat. They painted Farwell as a decorated Afghanistan vet. I don't fucking care. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what war you fought in. I don't care what credentials you have. I don't give a flying F. And I don't think most people do either. If you're accused of this, none of that matters. There's nothing you can back up. You're not a hero anymore. Even if you were, you're not anymore. All that goes out the window when you essay somebody. All your accolades, all the goodness that you've been. And yeah, you shit that out the window. He's a family man, a public servant. They've submitted photographs of his military medals. Look it, he has a medal. Medal, ladies and gentlemen, medal. It totally makes it okay that he preyed on a child with a badge. The prosecution's response was surgical. His honorable military service, they wrote, failed to stop him from exploiting Birchmore and murdering her and her unborn child. Just because you sign up to go into the military and you get out at some point doesn't make you an infallible deity that can just walk around and everything's great. Certainly, thank you for your service to anyone who has served and has lived a decent, moral life afterward and not ruined the lives of others. The defense's own bail filing created an unforced mess. A footnote in the original motion appeared to identify William Farwell, Matthew's twin brother, also a former Stoughton officer, as the biological father of Sandra's unborn child. That's interesting. But again, that's not confirmed. That seems to be one of the interesting things in some of the paperwork mess here. Within hours, the defense withdrew the filing and submitted an amended version clarifying that the biological father is actually an unnamed third person who has not been publicly identified. I don't know what the hell that was all about. Somebody put something in at some point. Was it just aloofness? Or is there something that, I don't know. DNA testing has excluded both Matthew and William Farwell as the father. So why that was mixed up in paper, I don't fucking know. But it's weird. The true paternity of Sandra's unborn son remains unknown. But I do think it would be a great idea to maybe do some tests on every single officer who was in the department at that point in time. I think you might find a winner. The defense will lean on their strongest counter evidence at trial. Sandra had a documented history of suicidal ideation. On the day of her death, according to defense filings, she reportedly searched online for information about awareness ribbons associated with that topic. Two forensic pathologists agreed with the state medical examiner's original finding. These are real points, and a jury will hear them. But prosecutors have methodically undercut the foundation those points rest on. The medical examiner never went to the scene. Critical evidence wasn't provided for the autopsy. And the DNA evidence that has since emerged tells a story the original investigator never pursued. And then there's a situation with Sandra's family. In February, investigators working for Farwell's, lots of F's there, federal public defenders, showed up unannounced at the apartment of Gerald Smith, Sandra's cousin. Sandra's aunt, Darlene Smith, is her closest living relative. Sandra's mother, Denise, was Darlene's twin sister. Darlene represents Sandra's estate in the wrongful death lawsuit filed against Matthew Farwell, William Farwell, and Robert Devine. Gerald Smith told the investigators he couldn't discuss the case. He agreed to let them ask one question. They asked what he hoped would happen to Matthew Farwell. His answer and an affidavit with the court, "I hope he rots." The estate, has filed for a no-contact order. Farwell's defense team called in an attempt to intimidate the federal public defender's office. The estate's attorney called the defense's characterization baloney. That's baloney. Who uses that word? The defense has not agreed to refrain from further contact with the family. All of this building towards October 5th to 26th. That's when the jury selection begins in front of Judge Casper in federal court in Boston. The trial is expected to last 4 weeks. Attorney General Pam Bondi has directed prosecutors not to seek the death penalty. If convicted, Farwell faces a possible life sentence on charges of killing a witness and causing the death of Sandra's unborn son. The prosecution has spent the spring assembling something methodical and relentless. DNA on the alleged murder weapon, a provable lie about S contact, a witness who heard Farwell calmly predict that his problem would resolve itself. A detailed public dismantling of every investigative failure that kept this case buried for years, and a clear argument that the very institution Sandra Birchmore trusted as a child, the ones she wanted to join, are the ones that allegedly failed her at every stage of her life and in every moment after her death. The defense has been swinging at every procedural target available and coming up empty. Venue change denied, dismissal denied, bail still pending. Their strongest card is the original medical examiner ruling and the forensic pathologists who agreed with it. Whether that holds up against the weight of what the FBI uncovered, the DNA, the lies, the timeline, is the question a Boston jury will answer in October. Sandra Birchmore's family has been waiting more than 5 years. They are not asking for a medal ceremony or a commendation letter. They're asking for the one thing Sandra never got while she was alive. Someone in a position of authority to look at the evidence, take it seriously, and act on it. Come October, that's exactly what's supposed to happen. We'll find out. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Love for you to weigh in. We will continue our conversation right there. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.